Blog Talk Radio.
This is the big show. I'm super excited today. We've got one of our favorite people on this show. She's a returning guest. I just love her. She's one of my favorite people in the pop music scene. All the way from out in Hollywood, California, out in that neck of the woods out there. I'd like to welcome Miss Jen Ash. Jen Ash. Hey, Jen, how are you?
I'm good, and you? I'm happy to be back.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy, too. I got the PR kit, you know what I mean? The release, that's what it is. Now I know what I'm talking about. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for a couple reasons, which we're going to get into. One of my favorite tracks. Just to have the opportunity to have you back on the show, I was very excited about that, because you're just fun and very cool and so talented, so much talent, you know.
Thank you.
And you're kind of, you know, you're like me. You don't sleep. You just always work, work. But that's not true, because I know you work real hard and you play real hard. You know, so you work hard so you can play, you know, and that's
exactly
the key, everybody. That's the big secret, you know. Everybody's like, oh, you know, why do you do it so, put so much in? I'm like, so I can take a lot out. That's why, you know. I have a wife that likes shoes. I gotta work, man. I gotta work. It's very true. So, speaking of shoes, now I'm teasing. Hey, you haven't been sitting on your laurels, though. You put out, what is it, like once every maybe month and a half, 2 months, you usually drop a new single?
Yeah, I have so much stuff ready that I'm just like, I can't just like release everything at the same time. So I'm just trying to like pace it. But there's so much that I've recorded already that I really want to put out. So it's going to be more and more and more.
Nice. Well, I'm very excited. That means we'll have you back on the show a lot. And that's always good. Our advertisers are happy about that, because whenever you're on the show, man, the ratings go through the roof, baby. Through the roof, you know. I'm not being sexist, folks. I'm just saying how it is, at least with our show. You know, they're like, finally, get his ugly mug off. We want to see more of Jen Ash. She's got it going on, baby. Got it going on. No, but seriously, I think that's, you know, that's something that people, it's one of the things I hate in my business so much, because, you know, I get roped into doing these group shows, or I hate doing these things. I dislike it. It's just not my thing. And I'm not saying it's bad for other people, but for me personally, I just like doing these group art shows for a variety of reasons, and that's a whole other show. But one of the things that I really hate about doing them is you get finished a painting, and it's really cool usually, if I do say so myself, you know, otherwise I wouldn't have painted it, and I want to show everybody, but no, you got to wait a month or whatever and just have it in the studio here looking at me, mocking me. And you're in the same boat. You've got all this great music, and you want everybody to hear it, but you got to, you know, it's a business, so you got to put a little out here, some here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to do, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, very cool. Now, your latest single is one of my favorite tracks. And, folks, I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. I will be posting this. There's a very cool acoustic version of it over on YouTube. So as people know, I always post a video after doing shows, the show and whatnot, usually from the artist or what have you. And Jen on her YouTube page has a great acoustic version of this track. And it's one of my, it's a classic French track, Getting Back to Your Roots. And, you know, a lot of people, Jen, I got to tell you, a lot of people think that I just sit around and light cigars with $100 bills in my time off. I don't do that. I don't do that. They obviously have never seen me. I sit around eating chocolate bonbons and caramels listening to this track. you know, that's the truth.
I love it.
I'm a chunky monkey, folks. And for those who don't know, it's Paroles, Paroles. Now, I hope I'm saying that right. I'm probably not. What's the proper French pronunciation of this track?
Parole, parole.
Yeah, see, there you go. I knew I would mess it up. And that's a good joke. Wasn't that a good joke with the chocolate bonbons and carrots? I mean, I worked on that.
It was a great one.
but no, this is a great track, folks. And we can't play it because of the stupid Spotify podcast rules. There's a 14-page thing I got to submit if we do it, put a cover on. It's a nightmare, man. People see, this is what people don't know. They don't know this stuff about, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to do a podcast. Okay, that's fine. There's a lot of stuff that'll make you cry. Not saying you shouldn't. Just saying, get ready. This is one of those deals. But, folks, I want you to hear the track because it's she really knocked it out of the park. And so we're going to do the next best thing. This is probably a track you grew up with, Jen.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Nice. Nice. Being played at the house there when you were a youngster, when you were a young lad.
Yeah, my mom used to listen to it a lot. So sometimes, you know, because I'm in America right now, I like to go back to, like, the French songs. I have this, like, period of time where I want to go back in time and just listen to old French music. And my last show people were complaining that I don't sing anything in French, so I was like, I need to do something for the French people in the room, you know? So
yeah,
I performed that one. I performed that one, and people loved it. So I was like, let me record a proper acoustic cover of it because it's just a beautiful song. I know she passed away a long time ago, but she was such an icon in France, and I don't want her music to just disappear because the youngster, they don't know her, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so someone has to, like, just make sure it's still alive.
Expose them to it,
Yes, exactly.
But hip them to it, you know, and it's very true. I remember hearing this for the first time, not your version, but the original. I was a little kid. And my family was living in Canada at the time. And in Canada, you have to have, you know, you have French class, just like English class at all grades. You know, I think I was in grade 3 or 4, something like that. And, you know, it was a long time ago. Let me tell you, folks, the world was like on the Flintstones. That's how long ago it was. No, it wasn't that bad, but it seems like it now. No, but I had a French teacher, Miss Eusades. Oh, my gosh. Miss Eusades, let me tell you, I had a little bit of a crush. I think it was my first crush, like on a woman, you know, like a grown up, you know what I mean? She had it. She was just incredibly fashionable and just so cool. Dark hair, really green eyes. And she used to always sing this and or hum it, you know, and different things. And I got to tell you, I had a paper route at the time. And part of my paper route was these big apartment buildings, which was great because I was inside, out of the weather, you know, delivering papers. Very easy route. And she lived in that building. I got to tell you, she never bought a paper. She never had to. She always got a free newspaper as long as I was on the job. and she's just great. And she's the one who turned me on to this originally. That was many, many years ago. So when I saw you did a cover of it, I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder what happened to her. I'm sure she's no longer with us. Well, you know, I hope she is, but I hope she's doing well. I'm sure she is. She's probably living on an island somewhere. Anyway, this is cool. This is cool. Now, you know, it's great, too, that you listen to your fans. You know, you take that feedback and you're like, okay, here you go. How about this? And, I'm sure they're going to be happy. I'm sure they're going to be very happy when they hear this, you know?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I do it for them, not for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do everything for them. It's not a selfish career that I picked, you know? It's just like you have to always, like, be aware of what people want out of you and just try to, like, make them happy.
One of the great things that I really like about, your website, I mean, your website's fantastic. And we have links to all this, folks. We have links to her website, all of her social media. It's very easy to find. It's, you know, you just put in Jen Ash Music to anything, and boom, there you go. And you're right there. One of the things in particular I really like about your YouTube page is, yes, you have the singles and whatnot. They, you know, and we're going to play one here in a minute. But you also have other, like, you do a lot of covers, you know, you're around and you're like, you know what, I'm going to sing Colors of the Wind by, you know, the Pocahontas cover, and you video it, and it's not a big production or anything, it's just you knocking it out of the park, and those are cool to see, you know, I put these on, and my YouTube just plays one after the other, and it's kind of nice, I'll sit here and paint, listen to Jen Ash, you know, sing, and puts me in a good mood.
Aww. Yeah, I enjoy doing covers. I think it's good sometimes to, like, sometimes I'm at home and I just want to sing something, and I feel like sometimes when you go to the studio, you lose a little bit of, like, this spontaneity and, like,
oh yeah,
you know, I'm a real person, you know, I just, like, sometimes my hair is horrible, and sometimes I'm in my, you know, living room. I just want to make sure people know that, like, we're, like, real person, and it's not all about the what we show off as the perfect track or the perfect vocals that have been done, like, multiple times, and we pick the best one. So sometimes it's just, you know, just me and the people, and I feel it's important to show that aspect of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people don't really, I mean, you know, if you think about it, when a musician like Jen goes into the studio and stuff, you know, people are hired, there's usually a producer, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on. And, you know, she's paying for that, folks. She's paying, the meter's running, it's like a cab, it's like a taxi. the meter's going, so you want to get whatever it is just down and perfect as can be, and you know, as close to your vision and whatnot. And sometimes, you know, she's just kicking around. She's like, yeah, I'm in my living room, which never, I don't know, oddly enough, is one of the nicest living rooms I've ever seen. I guess she dusts every other day. I don't know, but she's like, Jamie, I have somebody who does that, obviously. you know. I was watching that Pocahontas cover, which is filmed in your living room, you know, with a GoPro or something, you know, on a stand, I'm assuming. Maybe a ring light, I don't know. But I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, I can't remember asking you if you had, like, a dog or a pet, because, man, your place is nice.
I don't.
There's no toys or anything around. You know?
I'm rarely home.
Right.
So having a pet is just a lot of work for me that I can't put up with. And I just don't want to clean hair and everything.
Yeah.
So I know I sound a little mean sometimes, but this is my
I get it.
My
point
of view of, like, pets. It's a lot of work.
I work from home, so I'm always here, and we have a dog, and it's summertime, so the dog's shedding a little bit. And my wife's been out of town, She was up at Disney last weekend, and then she was over on the other coast doing some work over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she hasn't been here for, like, I don't know, 5 days or something. She came home the other night, and she sits on the sofa, and we have a real nice sofa, like a real expensive sofa. This is what happens when you grow up, folks. You think about stuff like this. So, of course, to keep it nice, we bought one of those covers that it's like stretchy, and you put over it, and it protects it. And then when company, depends on the level of importance of company, comes over, if it's just the in-laws or something, we don't worry about it. We leave it on there. But if it's somebody important, you know, somebody that's writing a check, well, we take it off, and we have a nice sofa and whatnot. And then, you know, the cover goes back on when they leave. Because we have dogs. Anyhow, I usually take it off once a week and wash it and everything, get the dog hair and stuff off of it. And I'd forgotten to do that while the wife was out of town. You know, I was busy. I was watching shows about Alaska and stuff. The wife was out of town, so we were having fun. We weren't doing that. And she sat down for like a second and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you didn't do the sofa cover, did you?" Like, no, she got them, took it off, and I'm like, guess we're washing it now.
Oh,
you don't have those problems, Jen. You don't have these issues. Come home. House.
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can be creative in a perfect environment, you know. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
So, since we talked last time, and folks, I want to let people know, too, before I get off the topic, Jen's website is jenashmusic.com. Super easy to find. All the social media, you just put in Jen Ash Music, and you're there. Instagram, TikTok. You do a lot of TikToking, Jen?
Oh, I'm trying to get better at TikTok. I don't know why I'm having a hard time on TikTok.
I gotcha. I hear you. I don't have one.
Yeah, but I'm getting there.
Oh, man, it is. It's hard. I'm about ready to, you know, I got in a lot of trouble the other day. I decided to eliminate my Twitter. I made a big post, too. I'm like, Twitter is becoming too political, blah, blah, blah. And I put it up and felt very good with myself. You know, I'm like, yes, I'm making the break. And because to me, the reality is one less thing to update. And I'm like, I got more free time. All right, more time now. And, man, I must have got, I don't know, 50 messages, DMs and stuff, and people, what the hell? So I'm back on Twitter, limitedly. I'm back on there. So I'm afraid to start TikTok, you know? I'm like, oh, man. And plus, you got to do videos. See, when you're a pretty lady like you, making videos is easy because you always look great. I look like a frog. It's hard. You know?
It's
good.
It's some work. You have to, like, it takes some time. Social media take a lot of time, so sometimes I'm like, the people don't work. The one who posts all the time, nobody's working.
Oh, I'm telling you. During the pandemic, my wife started doing TikTok, and suddenly our guest room had, like, a big screen, like a backdrop screen with different backdrops, and we had to buy all these ring light up things, you know, and oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I am like, I'm not doing that. There is no way. There is no way. I would do it if I had a picture of me with the mouth cut out of it or like a mask and I could just, you know, where I looked great, but just had the mouth move. But that would be creepy and nobody wants to see that, you know. But they'd rather watch Jen Ash on TikTok. They don't want to see me, you know. Very true. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's cool, though. That's cool. You know, I think it is, too. It's a generational thing. I don't use a cell phone either. People are amazed at that. They're like, what do you mean you don't have a cell? I'm like, I don't have one. Don't use it. I have a regular phone. It has a voicemail on it. You know, if somebody wants to leave me a message, they can. And they're like, how do you function? And I'm like, everywhere I go, I'm with my wife. She has a cell phone, you know. So why do I need one? That's just something, that's an expensive thing for me to break or lose, you know, that's all that is.
Yeah.
I remember when digital cameras came out, I spent $1,000 on a camera, on several cameras, because I kept sitting them down places and forgetting about them. Oh my God, I'm not doing it. And plus, I gotta admit, it's kind of nice when people can't get a hold of me. Although Jen did. Jen has, I do have a thing where I can text on the computer. Jen's got that number. It's true. I'm acting all cool and everything, but no, I'm not. but I don't have a phone I carry around with me. I just don't do it. Don't do it. Now, let me ask you this, Jen. You're a fashionable French lady. You probably have a fashionable phone. Is it like all sparkly and you got all kinds of stuff on it and It's got one of them things you can hold.
No, the back is broken, so I have to wear a cape. I went to get it fixed once, but they put like something super cheap, so it broke again. So now I just give up. I have just a regular case, and that's it. I gave up.
My wife used to get all those
totally
fancy
gave
cases.
Up.
She's the same thing with hers. Same thing with hers. Hers, now when she, now you know how it is, Jen, when you get a text or somebody comments or we send you a message or something, it makes a little ding, right? That's how phones work. It's like ding or whatever.
Yeah.
And something broke in my wife's phone, and it sounds like a frog, like a pond. It's like, so we'll be sleeping at night. The phone's on, you know, the bedside table on her side of the bed, and all of a sudden, and I don't know, her friends don't sleep. They're all vampires or something. I don't know what the deal is. But, man, the phone starts, I'm like, it is 2 o'clock in the morning. What is, no, you know, she doesn't want to talk. She's asleep. Wrong with you, but well, how it is. And the reason, folks, is we went to the store, like Jen was saying, and we're like, how much is it? I asked him, I'm like, how much is just a new phone? And I'm like, well, we'll just listen to that terrible frog noise then, because it was pretty expensive to get just a phone.
Yeah, the price of the phones are crazy right now.
That's one of those things that when it came out, you know, most technology, when it comes out, you wait like a year or two, and then it's like super cheap TV. I can go get a 60-inch television for like $300 right now. You know what I mean? They're super cheap. Phones, the price never came down. It just kept going up, you know? They never got cheaper. That's weird. That's how it's supposed to be. Well, it's very cool. Now, we're going to play. We're not going to leave people without hearing a Jen Ash track. I've got a bunch here, but let's do Trouble because it's right here handy. But I want people to go and definitely on all of my social media, like I said, I'm going to be posting this Parole. It's like you got to hear it. It's really, really good. No, it's out, right, Jen? They can buy that right now.
Yeah, it's out on all the platforms. So
nice.
It's
nice.
On Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
That's cool. You get a lot of streams on Spotify. You're one of those artists that, you know, went out and bought a new car. You get so many streams, right? I mean, you get a bunch of streams on Spotify. Working out pretty well.
Yeah,
for
the
you,
only
huh?
problem is just like the streamings are like destroying artists. They're just like sometimes I have so much stream and I check my pay for all the streams and I'm like, oh, $50. Great.
Right.
I can buy.
There are people now hearing this that are freaking out. They're like, they know how many streams it takes to get $50.
It's insane. Yeah. I was like, yeah, okay, I can buy some water and some bread and avocado, and that's it.
Right. Two drinks if you go out.
It.
Yeah. It's very true. Fill your gas tank up halfway. That's not it.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. You're
terrible.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the music business is weird in that, you know, it has changed from like back when I was a kid so much.
Mm-hmm.
And really artists have to do other things to offset that, to make money other ways, you know, merch and just play a bunch and, you know, do all that. You got to really hustle. And also you got to now see you work with MTS Management and they are great. Mike Stover and the gang over there are fantastic and everything. And they handle a lot of the PR stuff because you have to hire somebody to do that. You know, it's just be impossible not to. And there's a lot of people that try not to do it all themselves. And what happens is you're so busy doing that stuff, folks, is you don't have time to be doing TikToks and making new tracks and going to the studio and lining up gigs. And, you know, I mean, it's just, so be smart. like Jen.
Yeah, it's difficult to do everything. Yeah.
Oh, man. So you're pretty, you know, when you got into all this and everything, because you've really been hot and heavy with music, what now, about 6 years, something like that?
Yeah. COVID a little slowed me down, but like everybody else, you know, there's nothing you
right.
can do.
But I mean, it's always been that way. So my point is you kind of went into this business and that was the rule. That was the landscape is okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, I guess I only need to sleep 3 hours a night. Okay. I can do that. I'm teasing you. Oh, man. I know that you were athletic and involved in basketball and stuff in your life before music. And I know that you know the importance of being well rested and what. Do you still do that? Is that a good habit that you have? Do you get a lot of sleep?
I'm trying to when I can, but sometimes it's just impossible.
Right.
And I've learned not to, like, try to please everyone because sometimes people want to see me at night and have drinks. And sometimes I feel bad saying no, but, like, I need my sleep. I need my peace because my days are so busy. So I just have to sit, you know, I just have to say no to some things. And I'm not mad at it. I had to learn to say no to some people, and it doesn't mean I don't love them. It just means I need to, like, think about the next day and
yeah,
what I have
smart.
To do, and, you know, and stop apologizing for being busy and trying to, like, get things done, you know.
Absolutely. That reminds me of a lot of actors and actresses that I know. You know, when you first come to California and you start meeting people and you're like, oh, man, this person's on this show or doing this movie, it's very exciting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's very glamorous, you think. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go to all these fancy parties with this person. They never go into parties. They never go out because they got to be at work at, you know, 5 o'clock the next morning. They got to look.
Yeah.
They're very.
Yeah, you can't.
If
you
they
can't
do go
know.
Out, they're home by 10:30. Wild. And, you know, here's the thing, too. And then you see in the tabloids, you know, you'll see an actor and actress that go out and they get a little crazy. And I'm like, yeah, because they're trying to pack in 50 going out nights into one night, the one night they're able to do it. Of course
yeah.
they go crazy. Of course there's a problem, you know. Yeah,
it's just sometimes I'm like, you want to go have drinks? Can we go early? And everybody look at me like crazy. I was like, I have stuff to do. And I get to this point of my life where I don't want to waste time on that. I just want to, like, keep my career going and get to the next level. So this is more important for me. It's like
the
dating scene. I have no time to go on a dating app and waste my time with a bunch of guys that are not interesting to me. I just need to, like, get this career to the next level. Then we'll see. So I'm at that point where I'm like, I'm laser focused on what I want to do. And I think it's important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting that you bring this up. I was just having this conversation on my, what do you call it? The Patreon. One of the things on my Patreon is I mentor people, usually our business, because that's what I know
mm-hmm.
best. And this person wanted to enter in all these like local group things. And I said, you know, I said, that's great. And it's good exposure to other, you know, artists and whatnot. But it's not the greatest. You could do other things to get to people that are actually buying art. You know, artists don't buy art. So they go home and paint it themselves. Occasionally they will. I shouldn't say they. I'll get emails. Believe me. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the thing is I said, you have to do things that are part of the plan, you know, that are going to put you to the goal you set. And,
yeah.
You know, if something's a waste of time, you have to be able to look at whatever it is and, you know, it's no harm, no foul or whatever, but you got to ask yourself, you know, is this getting me towards that goal that I want, that whatever it is that I want to do? And if it's just wasting time, and it isn't, pass, do something that will get you there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's very smart, Jen, very smart. I'm so glad to hear that because anybody that's made it, you know, that I've talked to that are real successful in what they wanted to do had that same attitude. You know, that's a common thread. You got to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do things that are smart, you know. Very true. Very true. Do you think you obviously think about this a lot, like every day, right? Like, okay, doing this will get me to the point where I want to be. I mean, that's probably a constant in your mind, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, I have goals. I just want to stop working on the side and be able to do that full time. And I start acting a little bit, so I finish all my thrill and everything that I have to like do to send to agencies. So now I have to sit on my computer, which I hate, and send emails. That's the worst, because I'm always like, I like to go outside and get things done, but like sitting down and sending emails is something I do not like at all. But you know, like it's a part of the game, so I have to do it. And same thing, I have to say no and to like people who want to see me because I just need to like get to my goal faster, and put the work because nobody's gonna do it for me, you know?
No. And especially when you're working from home too. I think it's weird in America especially, a lot of people have this, you're working at home, you have all the time in the world, you can do whatever. No, I can't.
No.
You know? No.
All wrong.
You know, I would love to hang out, but, oh, man. I don't know what, you know, any youngsters out there listening, this is what happens when you grow up. And I don't know how it happened. I thought, you know, I thought when I grew up, when I was young, it would just be, you know, a lot easier. But I tell you, I wake up every morning, and the first half hour of my day is figuring out what the rest of my day will be. I'm like, okay, from, 7 o'clock to 9, I'm going to be doing this. Then I can have a bite of breakfast. So from 7 or from 9:30 to 11:30 or 12, I'm going to be doing this. And I have the whole day by hour mapped out, you know.
Yeah.
Till I go to bed. That's how sad my life is. And that's every day, you know, it doesn't stop. It will stop. It's weird. Let me ask you this, because we were talking before we came on the started the show.
Mm-hmm.
Last time you were on, you were going to go on vacation, which is great, because when you work hard, you can play hard. You can do this kind of stuff. You were going to Disney World here in Florida and everything. I totally love it. I get it. We go a couple times. You know, we have those passes. We could go every day if we wanted. I mean, it's a three-hour drive each way. But, my wife will go maybe once a month, every month and a half. You know, she's got a lot of girlfriends and this and that, and they go up and whatnot. I go maybe three times a year, and because I'm just too busy. And, you know, and plus we have pets, and, you know, it's just easier. And...
Mm-hmm.
But when I go, the weird thing is it takes me, like, we'll go up for 3 or 4 days, and it takes me 3 or 4 days to get out of the routine of, okay, what are we doing today? We got to get this work. You know, it takes me a couple days to get out of that mindset. When you go on vacation, are you the same way? Is it easy for you to push all that stuff back, kind of? Or are you waking up and looking at the phone or the laptop?
So, funny, because I had this conversation with one of my friends yesterday, and every time I go on vacation, I just realized that, especially when I went to Disney, I was like, my life can be so much easier. I can just move there. Everything is cheaper. I can just work at the park, and I don't have to worry about anything. So I have this, like, couple of days where I'm like, why did I make this decision in my life, and why do I do this to myself? You know, there's a
right.
whole, like, monologue in my head. But the thing is, like, I will probably get bored, and I like the pace of L.A. and having a
yeah.
lot of artists near me, but it's just a couple of days when I come back, I'm like, oh, my God. Why
yep.
did I do that to myself? So I had a little blues, you know? And I went
oh,
to Miami
yeah.
for the Afro Nation Festival, and after 4 days,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm ready to go home. Miami's boring. And then I go home, and I'm like, oh, so I'm all dramatic. I was like, what is wrong with me? So I have a couple
oh, yeah.
days where I need to readjust to the pace, you know.
I'm telling you, my wife went to, she's from Florida, and she's never been out west. And there was a big music festival. This was last month. I mean, it was just a couple weeks ago. I don't know. It wasn't that long ago. But it was out in Las Vegas. It was new music. She's into, you know, she's from, grew up in the 90s and stuff. She's into Korn and all that, you know, new metal stuff
mm-hmm.
and everything. And there was a big music festival happening there. And,
yeah.
you know, she'd ask me, she's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, no, no. Walking around for a couple days in the Vegas heat to listen to music I don't really like? No.
Yeah.
I can think of nothing. I said, do you have people to go with? And she's like, yeah, you know, my the gang's going. I'm like, have fun. What can I do to help? Hey, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, she went out there, and she'd never been to Las Vegas before. Bless her heart. She comes home, and she's like, and, you know, she's staying in the hotel and the strip and, you know, just
mm-hmm.
going out to eat every night at fancy places and this. But, you know, they had a fun time. And she comes home, she was like, oh, we need to move to Las Vegas. That's what we need to. I'm like, number one, your mama lives three blocks from us. And you see her every other day. After a week, you'd be missing seeing your mama. And number two,
yeah,
Vegas is a lot different when you live there. When you're not staying
oh, yeah.
at the hotel and going, you know.
No.
Yeah, and it's hot. Yeah, if you haven't been in July
it's,
to
yeah.
Vegas.
No, Vegas is very hot, yeah.
And, yeah, so she, you know, but it was just because it's new, you know, it was something new.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one feeling like that. This is great.
Exactly, exactly.
Makes you feel better.
But, you know, it's very true. I'll tell you, Florida's hard to beat. Here's my advice, Jen. My advice is, well, it doesn't really matter because you live in California, so it's beautiful weather all the time anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Florida's kind of nice in the winter is when the time to visit Florida is.
Yeah.
Not as humid, not as hot. You know,
it's
still a crazy place to live, but, yeah. You know, I never planned on moving here. I never planned on it. It just kind of happened, like most
it
things.
Happened,
you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you bring up a good point. I've known a lot of people that went to work at Disney, a lot of musicians,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like, oh, I'm gonna work at Disney for the summer. And they're, I see it happen a lot with younger country musicians I know. I don't know if they recruit in Nashville or what happens, you know. But they go to work at Disney. And they think they're going to be working kind of in the music business, Disney. And they're not. They're bussing tables
no.
to take those bills. You know? It's.
I know. Yeah.
It's not as exciting. And they have to smile all the time.
They have to pretend to be happy all the time.
Oh, yeah. You have to do it, man.
No, I get
it.
That. Yeah.
But it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm very impressed with Disney World, though. I tell you, I went for the first time a couple years ago when I moved here, and I didn't think it would be like it was. Man, it is like its own city. It is crazy. It's they have a whole bus. You ride buses around. There's no trash on them. There's nobody's written on the seat.
Yeah.
Real nice. You know, it's like going downtown to Echo Park where you're at. No, I'm kidding. It's not anything like that. There's no tent city it's next door to Kissimmee maybe, but not at Disney World. Not at Disney World.
Yeah.
Magical.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Hey, rockers. This is Stacey Lane Wilson, author and editor of the Rock and Roll Nightmares book series. I have a new podcast that features interviews with musicians, artists, authors, filmmakers, and music historians. In season one, I interview Phil Soussant from Ozzy Osbourne's band, Scott Crawford, the director of the Cream magazine documentary, Lisa S. Johnson, the award-winning author and photographer of the books 108 Rockstar Guitars and Immortal Axes, just to name a few. The Rock and Roll Nightmares podcast explores the dark and mysterious and sometimes funny side of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Enjoy on RSS or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Cool. Now, do you get inspired when you're on taking vacations and whatnot? Do you write stuff down, or do you wait till you're back in your creative environment there?
So, because I can't sleep on the plane, I usually write. I try to write on the plane and try to, like, do something predictive while I'm on the plane. But when I'm there, no. I just, like, cut everything and just enjoy the place. I don't even go to the gym. I'm a workout person. Like, I need to work out at least 4 or 5 times a week. So when I'm on vacation, I don't even do that. I just, like, enjoy.
Really?
What the city has to, like, I like to explore and see a lot of stuff. So I just don't, I just cut off everything.
Well, the working out doesn't surprise me. Cause like I said, I know you have a background in athletics, and in sports,
yeah.
You know, and the working out in that world never stops. And you look amazing, you know. People can go to JenAshMusic.com and see. Yeah, she works out, you know, several times a week. It's obvious that's not a bad thing, you know, especially in your business, you know. You know, it's interesting to me that it doesn't surprise me, because people who work out and into sports and whatnot, they know the more they do something, they'll get positive results. They'll get if I work out a lot, this is going to happen. And I think that translates in the creative world
equally as well. Okay, if I do this, you know, people are like, oh, you know, you're so talented with your painting. I'm like, yeah, because I've been doing it for 20 years. You know, smack me in the head if I didn't,
yeah.
if I wasn't. You know, that's when you do anything for 20 years,
yeah.
you're good at it.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's that doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me is I'm just picturing Jen. I'm picturing Jen on vacation eating a, you know, like eat a slice of pizza or a hot dog or something, do you? I can't even picture that. Maybe some weird California pizza with
hot
like dog,
no.
I will
not do hot dogs. I do not
no.
trust what they put in the sausage.
I can't think of
that.
Even a hamburger.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I'm
I can think of the hamburger.
I have been craving some time, but like once in a while. I just don't. I eat pizza, but they have to be good ones. I just can't do this. Like, they're just like
gotcha.
Plain, cheap pizza. It has to be like an Italian restaurant. You know, like. I'm so
yeah.
picky with food, so it has to be, like, nice and tasty.
Well, she's French, everybody. Of course she's picky with food, you know. it's got to be good. Nothing wrong with a glass of wine
yeah.
with the dinner either, you know. It's very true. Very true. Oh, man. I stayed in Paris. I was in Paris. My first time I went to France, I went to Paris. And I was supposed to be there a week, and I wound up staying for like a month, month and a half. And I got to tell you, yeah, it'll change your palate definitely, because you're eating well, you know, you're eating good all the time.
Yeah.
Can't be beat.
No.
But the weird thing is you don't see, you know, it doesn't look like Las Vegas and Paris. There's not a lot of heavy people. I mean, there's some.
No, it's not.
I think they eat real good food is what it is, you know, not over processed or whatnot.
Yeah, there's way less sugar and weird stuff that they put on it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, see, we got to talking here, Jen, and I forgot to play your track, Trouble. Let's play it real quick so people can hear at least your beautiful singing voice in this track, but I definitely want everybody to watch. I'm going to post that video. But here's Trouble right now. Is that okay, Jen, if we play this?
Of course.
Okay, well, here it is, everybody. This is Jen Ash. Now, this is out, too. Trouble. Check this out.
I think it's time for you and me.
Shot we had. It's so good. But you'll see in a couple weeks, probably, I have everything edited and ready to go.
That's cool. That is cool. That's awesome. That's great news. I can't wait to see that. That is your videos are always really, really good. I've been playing the acoustic Hollywood one leading up to the show, which is, you know, you got a lot of shots and, you know, and everything put together from different tracks and different videos and whatnot. It blends so well. That's a strong track too. I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Just really, really good. Very, very cool, Jen. You know, I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it, man. That's awesome. Well, very cool. So summer's upon us. Summer for you. You just you just working, right? Recording and promoting and whatnot.
I'm not traveling during summer, ever.
I got you. Smart. It's smart. It's a drag. You know, I know a lot of people do festivals and that kind of stuff. Man, they're such a pain in the neck to do. You know. I don't like doing anything where there's a bunch of people involved. You know. It's like, oh man.
I understand.
Wow, it's very true. Even going out, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and they were like, you know, how come you, because I used to go out a lot. But that's the people I was selling paintings to. They went out, you know, and I'm a retired club rat. I used to go out several times a week. They're like, you never go out anymore. I can't believe it. You know, that's all you used to do for decades. I said, I know. I said, well, two things. I have a wife. That's how you lose a wife, going to nightclubs all the time. You know, I like my wife. I don't want to lose her, you know. And number two, it's too expensive. And they're like, what do you mean? And I said, I got to get the VIP table, you know, bottle service. And they're like, oh, so you're a big shot? And I said, no, I'm not a big shot. I got a big behind. I like to sit. I'm not going to go to some club and stand around. I need to sit. I'm old. You know, and the only place to sit is you have to pay for it. It's expensive.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
Very true. Very true. You know. But what can you do? And the other thing, you know, the reality is nobody. I'm an old man now. No, you don't want the only old men at the club should own the place. You know, and then they're kind of sleazy. you don't want to be the old guy at the club. It's just not. You're not going to like the music. You know, it's Oof.
That's another, yeah, it's difficult. Oof. Even me, like, when I go out, I was like, what is this music? Like, it's difficult. Like, and I like to dance. It's just a lot of, like, not great music. It's not great. It's just very aggressive.
Right. Well, and it's a weird, too. It's a weird thing, you know. It's, you know, we live in a different world now, you know. And I'm not mm-hmm. one of those old guys that are like, the music's so, you know. Well, a lot of it isn't. It's different, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, they didn't have auto-tune, you know. Just like movies, they didn't have CGI, you know.
Yeah.
When you saw Indiana Jones fall out of a movie or out of a window, some stuntman had to do that, you know.
I know.
You know, Mariah Carey actually hit those notes. Wasn't done with the computer.
Shit. Yeah. Mhm.
You know, and you know, and that's why she's crazy. You know, because she had to practice so much to be able to hit those notes.
So much. I
kind
know.
Crazy. No, Mariah. If anybody knows Mariah, I didn't call Mariah crazy. She's very talented. You know, we all love her, especially at Christmas time. You ever think about doing that? You ever think about doing like a Christmas single or something?
Song? I thought mm-hmm. about it, but I've never had, like, I'm always, like, stuck when it comes to, like, lyrics. I just don't know what to say.
Right.
You know,
right.
Okay, it's Christmas, now what?
You grew up in Nice, right? Right around Nice, south of France, the Riviera there.
Montpellier, yeah.
So, what is? I can't even picture what Christmas would be like there. I mean, you know, is there Santa and there's no snow? But you know, neither is there in LA. Yeah. Do you guys do Christmas trees and all that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have all that. So, yeah, maybe I'll get myself to get, like, a nice Christmas song, you know. I thought about
it.
Your
mom
will
like it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, to play it all Christmas season.
Now, let me ask you this. Speaking of holidays, do they do – is I know everything's kind of become Americanized to a point. Do they do Halloween mm-hmm. in the Riviera?
Not really. It's not very big. They
just
don't
kind of
care about Halloween. Yeah, just the clubs. And it's a little better in Paris, but like they don't like Halloween. I don't know why. It's one of my favorite seasons.
It's weird, you know.
I love Halloween.
We go nuts for it here. Whenever I'm in mm-hmm. Paris, I never see. You know, and it's a big city, man. It's a big city. You go to Berlin or someplace like that, you see goth kids, like weird, you know, vampires walking all over the place. Not in Paris. I've never seen a goth kid in Paris.
No, they don't care.
No, they're not into that.
No. I don't know why, because it's fun.
Yeah. You go to London, you see them.
Yeah.
Very true. Last time I was in London, the custom guy had a nose ring. Couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, they don't make you think that out? I'm amazed. Don't see that in Paris. Very true. Very true. Well, very cool. Well, Jen, I want everybody to pick up Trouble. And also this, the new Paroli track, it's so good. And remember, this Sunday is Father's Day. And what a great Father's Day gift. Yes, everybody's buy their dad a card and whatnot, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. If he's got an email, you can buy him a track. How about that? Buy him Paroli. A nice little Father's Day gift, I think. You know. Do they do Father's Day in France? No, they don't.
Yeah, they do all that.
They do
everything, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
They do Mother's Day and Father's Day for sure.
Wow. Well, very cool. Very cool. Well, Jen, you know, time flies whenever you're on. You know, it feels like you've been on for about 10 minutes. It's been an hour. I can't believe it. I just have so much fun. So much fun when you're on. And since
always.
You have all this stuff and we'll be releasing this stuff, Well, I'll see you in a couple months. How about that?
Yes. I'm excited. I have to keep doing stuff so I can be on your show.
Come on now. Come on now. We'll have to keep doing a show just so we can, you know, have you on. That's more the truth. Very cool. Well, everybody, again, go check out Jen's website. It's one of my favorites. It's so well done. Hey, and if you're a young band or, you know, you're getting into music or whatnot, number one, we have a link to MTS. I would suggest getting a hold of them. They are fantastic at what they do. Been doing it a long time. And also, go to Jen's website and see how it's done well. Super easy to navigate. It's great. Yeah. It's a good template, you know. I love it. Do you do all this? Do you have somebody that does it?
No, I did all of it. I just like having control of what's going on.
Oh, yeah. You got to. But now you've made a fatal mistake, Jen. You told me that. So, you know, at 3 in the morning, I'll be messaging you. Hey, Jen, how'd you do this? Like, why did I tell him this? I'm wasting my time. I'm teasing. I won't do it. I promise. But I am going to be bugging you in full trouble the video drops because I want to see it.
Yes.
I want to see it. Very cool. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will be back next. When are we going to be back? We got the weekend right here. I don't know. Next week sometime. Tuesday or Wednesday, I think. And we will see you then. Oh, that's right. Tuesday. Yeah. We've got Michelle Allen coming on. Very cool film we're going to be talking about. So, yeah, you can always go to my website, poprocksradio.com, P-O-P-R-O-X-X, radio.com, and you can see who's coming up on the show. We try to keep a couple weeks in advance on there so you can see and set reminders and all that kind of stuff so you don't miss out. And if you do miss, we convert every show to a podcast, and you can, this is episode 1360 or something. I don't know, something crazy like that. And we have them all there on the website. So there you go. And they're on Spotify and all that kind of stuff. Very, very cool. And folks, we will see you next time. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be nice to people and be patient, you know. Still a weird world. Don't wind up in a Karen video on YouTube. That is your mission. Be nice and patient. Nobody needs that in their life. You don't want to be the person that makes the plane late. That's all I'm saying. You don't want that. Were there any Karens on your flight? Were you okay? Everything went all right?
Everything went all right. I had this guy. He was so loud. The old 6 hours. I was like, dude, I could hear him. Like, I was listening to music, and I was like, I could hear him on top of my music. I was like, this is bad.
Oh, man. I hate people like that. Or like, they talk on their phone, like, at the store. It's like, yes, I get it. You're important.
Uh-huh.
You're having an important time. Shut up.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, you know, about your big deal you're making. It's usually real estate guys.
Yeah.
You know who it is, Jen? It's usually the guys at the club that don't tuck in their shirts. You know? They all work for a real estate broker. No.
My God.
It's how I've been to a couple clubs in L.A. All I'm saying.
Yep.
Anyhow, have a great one, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Jen. You rock.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Pana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.